And we want to go now to Minnesota, where Philando Castile was shot and killed by a police officer. And community tensions have been high in the St. Paul suburb of Falcon Heights. Tim Nelson is reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Tim Nelson, welcome.
Hi.
Of course, the shooting of Philando Castile and his death are part of the ongoing string of protests and aftermath, including the killings in Dallas that we just heard about from KERA. What's the latest from where you are in Falcon Heights in Minneapolis?
Well, as you know, this started July 6th with a shooting of black motorist in Falcon Heights by an officer from a neighboring suburb. The investigation has begun. But, you know, the real key to this was that Facebook video. The girlfriend of the man who was shot streamed the aftermath live on Facebook Live. That brought out hundreds of protesters within hours of that incident. There were protesters lining the street across from the scene of the shooting as they were investigating it, as they were still marking where people had stood, measuring the position of the car. Within moments of that wrapping up, protesters marched down to the governor's mansion here in St. Paul, which is only a few miles away, and they've been camped out there since. It started out with a small group. It's now developed into quite a gathering there. They have shelter, boxes of food, large quantities of bottled water. And then another rally started yesterday at the public school where the man who was shot was a lunchroom supervisor. And that developed into a march that went through St. Paul. It continued through the night. There was some sporadic violence there last night. Their police car was damaged. The window of a jewelry shop was damaged, and there was one arrest. We haven't heard of any serious injuries, though.
Tim Nelson, there has to be a concern among the protesters in St. Paul and around Minnesota in the suburb of Falcon Heights now, given the horrific violence in Dallas at a similar protest in many ways where police officers died and were wounded, that there could be a move towards additional violence now as people look towards Dallas. There has to be a concern in Minnesota.
Well, and you should remember that in the wake of a shooting in November here in Minneapolis, some gunmen approached a protest outside a Minneapolis police station and opened fire on the protesters there. This is not something that hasn't happened before here, this kind of violence surrounding these protests of various motivations. So that has been a concern here for some time as these issues have played out here in the Twin Cities.
So what does the police presence around those protests look like now as the security dimension, which was already tense, takes on a whole new level here?
It's pretty substantial. There is a three-block stretch of Summit Avenue that has been closed overnight in front of the governor's mansion. There are police squads stationed on the street and on the cross streets, and you can tell those officers are keeping an eye on people that are coming and going as this develops. There isn't a substantial presence, or there hasn't been a substantial presence of protesters in front of the governor's mansion this morning. There were only about 20, most of them dispersed overnight. But, you know, we've seen that before with these protests. They ebb and flow as news develops and facts come out about these cases. So we'll be watching that all day today.
You mentioned the governor's mansion, and one thing that was remarkable from Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton was the strength of the statement that he made after Philando Castile's killing. He essentially said that Philando Castile would be alive after that police stop if he were white.
That's right. He has used some of the strongest language of his two terms here to talk about this incident. He's been very cautious and very circumspect about previous shootings, and he has really come out four square on this matter.
And it was remarkably strong. Did Governor Mark Dayton face did he face criticism after being too soft before?
No, but he is facing some criticism now. There are some police supporters who say that they are warning that he may be prejudging this situation. So both sides of this situation are speaking out about this as this develops here in the Twin Cities.
Tim Nelson with Minnesota Public Radio in Minneapolis and the suburbs of Falcon Heights after the killing of Philando Castile. Tim Nelson, thank you.